when I came to see you, I felt it was really sort of daunting, and I wasn't ready to have the mastectomy, which I was told would be the best way to prevent the breast cancer, and that felt so scary, and the information was still maybe just weeks old. I just couldn't imagine it. You said, okay, if you come every 6 months and we alternate mammograms and MRIs and we watch it, we'll know and we can catch it early.
I always wanted you to be informed because it meant a lot to me that you knew what we were dealing with the risk. At the same time, I respected the fear of the procedure being complicated and knowing that there were times when, having been in the situation with many patients in similar scenarios, that they weren't ready. And I always said it had to be when you were ready, not when I was ready.
That was the most amazing thing I think about seeing you, is that I never felt pressure from you to do this procedure, when I think that would have been the easiest course. Because not only would I have not to come every 6 months, but that would be the best way to prevent it. But I always felt that you wanted to take me on this journey in such a way that was comfortable for me.
But then that one day,
it was agonizing. The radiologist kept taking mammograms until she found the tumor.
Yeah. And then when we sat down that day and we talked about what the results were and how it felt like you had been just hit with a 2x4, because you're like, it's now here. Now what do we do? And I had to keep reminding myself, Nara, we found it at the earliest stage we could ever find it.
Never in my life have I had anyone come to me, a doctor of your stature, and say, you've done everything right. We caught it early. You do feel like you've been hit in the head, but I always felt so cared for. And I always felt that you answered my questions and I wasn't left with any lingering sense of worry or doubt. Though it was daunting and it was difficult, it was scary, but I always felt like I was in control. And I felt like I was in front of the decision, not where I was then diagnosed and then I had to make a very painful kind of quick decision where I wasn't emotionally ready. I felt emotionally ready, and you don't always have that luxury almost when you're dealing with very life and death medical decisions. I'm a big advocate for Mayo because I learned that you need to be at a place that treats you really respectfully, and I've always felt really respected and cared for to like the highest level.